Welcome to the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with the leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology converge. We are in the Inside Indiana Business podcast studio. Very excited to have with us Allie Decker and Carson Canfield. They are with Agrinovus Indiana as part of the organization's Summer Intern Mini Series. And Carson and Allie, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, want to learn a little bit about both of you and your paths at Purdue and what led you both to Agrinovus Indiana. Allie, I'll start with you first. Where are you from, and tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm from a small town in Northwest Indiana called Morocco, Indiana, towards Chicago, a very rural community. I grew up, my house is surrounded by four cornfields, but I was not from a traditional ag background. My parents don't farm. I was in a rural community, but agriculture wasn't really on my radar until about high school. I joined the FFA, mainly because my brother did. You know, your brother does it, might as well. So I followed his path, joined the FFA, loved it, started doing forestry judging, taking ag classes in high school, loved it. And then, so that's kind of where my passion for agriculture stemmed. And then in my junior year of high school, I started working at Fair Oaks Farms, which is up in Newton County, Indiana, right where I live. And I started working at the Winfield Crop Adventure. And through working there, I got to communicate with people they would come down from Chicago and not really have a sense of what agriculture was, or they thought their food came from the grocery store. And so from working there, it was a great experience learning how to communicate agriculture. And from then I realized that there was a gap that really needed to be bridged. And from working there is where I kind of decided that agriculture is kind of what I want to do with the rest of my life. From then I started at Purdue in agribusiness management and have minors in human resources, horticulture, and history. And I kind of got an idea of what Agrinovus was. My freshman year, I was in a learning community, and Beth Bechtel came in and talked to our class and kind of gave a pitch of what Agrinovus was, what they were doing in Indiana. And I remember leaving there thinking, like, wow, she's amazing. That's super great what they're doing. And from then on, they were always on my radar. I followed them on social media. And then my sophomore year, I got an email from my advisor, and it was the application for the Field Atlas internship. And he was like, hey, I really think that this is something you'd really like. And I was like, oh, this is great. So I applied, interviewed, and then luckily, that's kind of how I ended up here this summer.
Well, it's great to have you on the podcast as well. Carson, give us a little bit about your background.
Yes, I'm from Zionsville, Indiana, which is a 30-minute drive away from downtown Indianapolis. And I grew up going to the farm. My grandpa had a farm. And so ag's been involved in my life ever since that. My dad's in ag business, and that's kind of how I got a start of knowing what it was. Going into college, not having any ag experience through school, one of the things that kept me intrigued with ag is just the growing sector that ag biosciences have been. Knowing that from different people throughout my life, through my dad and through others, some other students at Purdue. And so looking into Agrinovus Indiana, someone recommended it to me through LinkedIn that was an ag student at Purdue. And having a business background, you can bring your skills to pretty much any area. And so that's something that intrigues me. By being a business major at Purdue, that I can go into kind of any sector with that, especially the ag sector. It's such a growing sector in Indiana, especially. That's where I took it. And I'm actually going to be adding an ag business minor after this internship. Through everything I've learned, I talked to my advisor this summer. And so I think that that will help me with the future and add an extra element to me as I go into the job sector as well.
Do you think that's one of the things that especially young people don't understand, and that is how many different career paths and how many different opportunities there are in the ag space?
Exactly. And I think that's one of the big projects Allie and I have been working on this summer, is helping develop the Field Atlas website, the career exploration platform that's going to hopefully be able to show that to many of the students across Indiana. And I think especially, we just did an interview with some of the interns at fellow ag companies across Indiana. And one of the people was like, I wish I had this when I was a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what we're trying to do. That moment was like where we were like, this is the interview thing that we're doing is going to help a lot of students.
Well, you're both interning under the Agrinovus Field Atlas team this summer. You mentioned a little bit, Carson, but Allie, give us a little more flavor for what the experience really is like and what you've been working on.
You know, with COVID-19, we're basically virtual. This is first time we've seen some of our coworkers here today. Nonetheless, it's been an amazing experience working for Agrinovus. We've got to work on some amazing projects. And like Carson said, we were working on mainly the Field Atlas website, which will be launching in the fall. And basically, Carson dove into it a little bit, but it's going to be a career exploration website that's going to have career paths, but also degree paths. Because I think a lot of students are like, yeah, that's great. I can go into a job, but like, what do I want to do during college that will help me be prepared when I leave to go into these jobs? We have the degree section section of the website, which is going to be really great because I think a lot of people think, oh, I have to major in something agriculture, but we have like chemical engineers, data science, information sciences. So there's so many different avenues that you can take, and you don't have to necessarily like want a farm or anything like that. You can do the data science within an ag business or, you know, animal science company. And I think that's what we're really trying to portray. And I think that's what the mission of Field Atlas is showing people that. And it's been amazing to work on that. And because I know Carson and I both kind of talked about how we weren't like super ag backgrounds, but that we both kind of found our way here. And if we would have had something like this sooner, I think that we would have like made these decisions sooner on being in this sector. And so it's been amazing to work on that project because I know it's really going to impact people in the future. I even had someone from my high school be like, I heard our ag teacher told us what you're working on. Like, when's that going to be ready? I want to like look at it. And so it's really great. And I've even had people from home that work in ag companies have talked about Field Atlas. So I know it's going to be really impactful. The word's kind of already out there, but coming in the fall, all of our hard work and, you know, Tammy and Melissa, our bosses, their hard work's going to pay off with Field Atlas.
Carson, how has your summer experience shifted your perception of Indiana's ag bioscience sector?
This summer experience has definitely shifted my experience. Ag bioscience is like a huge thing, and agribusiness is a $16 billion industry in Indiana. And so that's the one thing when I saw that fact, it really hit me that like a lot more people in the business sector need to venture into agribusiness because it's going to be a growing sector versus some business might not grow, but there's so many entrepreneurs and tech people in the ag business, ag bioscience sector that it's going to shoot up soon. And so I think that having people look at this website of Field Atlas and having more seniors in high school, freshmen in college looking at this and them looking at all the different ideas in the ag bioscience that they can take and have a job in the ag biosciences, there's going to be so many smart, committed students that are going to be jumping into these positions that will benefit Indiana and the rest of the world in the future.
Al, you touched on this a moment ago, but tell us a little bit more about what it's been like during the COVID-19 pandemic, interning and working through this process, how it has affected the experience and the work really that you're getting to do.
I think when this all started, we both got an email from Tammy and she was like, if you guys don't want to do the internship, like we understand. And I was like, oh no, like I still want to do it. I feel like it's going to be an amazing experience regardless, just because of, you know, who Agrinovus is and their reputation. And I think I can speak for both of us when I say it has been an amazing experience regardless of the situation we're in and being online. We've done a great job of having communications through Zoom. And, you know, we went straight from Zoom University to Zoom work, which was really interesting, but it's been great. And they've been doing such a great job. And like, we haven't had our events that we normally would have during the summer, which are good networking events for us as students. But Melissa and Tammy have done a great job of connecting us with people to have meetings with and outside of Agrinovus just for networking opportunities. So they've done a great job of making sure that we have a holistic view of what the industry looks like and what a job would have been like in office. And so I think a lot of people were very worried about what an online internship looks like, but it's just something else that we can add to our resume. You know, we're able to say that like, we've done an internship and we've, even though we aren't in person, we've worked on this great project that's going to be launched in the fall. And so I think it just shows that you can make the best out of any situation that you're put into if you're willing to have that kind of attitude.
Carson, as the summer winds down and you get an opportunity to look back on the work you've done, do you have some things or a thing you're most proud of in terms of your contributions to the Agrinovus team?
Yes, I think both Al and I have done a lot of work this summer, and I think especially seeing the Field Atlas website hit the internet and just going to schools, working with colleges on Field Atlas and getting Field Atlas Ambassador Program working through Skylar, done a lot of research and stuff on that. I think once the Field Atlas website is going and then it ends up being a huge success like it's going to be, we can say that we were part of that summer that officially started. And so I'm excited to see how many students are going to enter the ag biosciences from some of the work that we've been doing this summer.
Allie, as you think about surveying your opportunities for life after Purdue, talk a little bit about your perceptions of Indiana's job prospects in the ag bioscience space, what it looks like for a future employee like yourself.
It's really cliche to say that the ag bioscience industry is, you know, ever changing, ever growing, but it's so true. You know, we're going to have to feed the world. Everybody says it, but it's true. You know, you have to think about that. And it's not even just the idea of like feeding people from a farming aspect. You know, we have the technology that has to be put in place and people have to start thinking about farming in a sustainable way. So you have to have those environmental scientists, and the demand is so strong for people in our field. And that's really evident in Indiana and in general. Purdue College of Agriculture and Purdue has like a 95% job placement upon graduation. So we're leaving with great education, and we know that we're going to have the education to put back into Indiana. Indiana with all the amazing ag bioscience companies within Indiana. You know, you have Corteva, Elanco, Bex Hybrids, Red Gold. There's so many amazing ag bioscience companies and technology companies in Indiana that the demand for Purdue students in general with a degree in the field that we're going into is so high. There's a shortage for, you know, the amount of employees. So economically, it just makes sense that we're going to be in high demand after we graduate.
Carson Canfield and Allie Decker are both students at Purdue University and Agrinovus Indiana interns this summer. Guys, thank you for joining us on the podcast. You're great examples of the talent coming out of Indiana colleges and universities, and I look forward to following your careers. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for joining us on this edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast, a weekly production partnership between Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And you can keep up to date with Agrinovus by following them on Twitter and Instagram at AgrinovusIN. You can also find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can continue to share great ag bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.